some of the suggestions that I would give you to release this more is better idea is to simplify, as Thoreau reminded us, simplify, simplify, simplify. Let the affairs of your life number one and two rather than hundreds and thousands. I can't repeat it enough. Practice this one day at a time, the idea of saying no to more. A very emphatic no. No, I am not going to take on this additional burden. No, I am not willing to take on more work and more assignments. I am going to rearrange the priorities of my life. I know what is important. And talking to people who are on their deathbeds, I never heard one of them ever say, I wish I'd have spent more time at the office. Never did they ever say that. Always they said things like, I wish I'd have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have been more loving to my children or to my spouse. I wish we would have gone more places together. I wish I'd have held her hand a little more frequently and told her I loved her a little bit more, or just patted her on the back, or whatever it may be. Rearranging the priorities of your life, picturing yourself in a place where you are dying and passing on and saying, you don't want to be in that place where Ivan Illich was in the death of Ivan Illich, where he's asking as he's getting ready to die, what if my whole life has been wrong? You don't want to have to ask yourself that question. Another thing, of course, to get rid of this more is better attitude is to give yourself moments of silent contemplation and treat them as absolutely essential in your daily routine. More and more you have to realize that this time alone where you have silence is going to help you to rearrange the priorities of your life, and it's going to get you off of that idea that you have to have more. Another thing that you can do to get rid of some of this more is better stuff is just to remember the words, I pass. You know, it's like when you're in a poker game and it's time for you to take on more cards, you have the option always to say, I pass. You also have the same option to pass when people ask you to do more, or when you start telling yourself that you have to make more money, or you have to have more things, or you have to purchase this, or whatever it may be that crowds your life. Just the words, I pass. I can let this go. And it'll help you to get to that peaceful place where you find that more isn't better at all. One of the great things you can do to get rid of this more is better attitude is to get back to nature. I really believe the wilderness is therapy. Give yourself time in the woods or in the mountains or walking in fields or along the beach. Just being in nature is a way of letting go of the disease of wanting more. There's, I don't think, anything more healing and more peaceful than to be out into nature and realize that it's just right, that it doesn't need more. Nature doesn't scream out and saying, I'm not enough, I have to have more of this, I have to have more of that. It's all flowing, it's all divine. And you can be in harmony with that nature if you give yourself that opportunity. Take your kids out, and even if you go out into the backyard and sleep in a tent, or go for a walk in the woods, or go on a canoe trip, or whitewater rafting, or trek through the mountains, just take the time to be out there. And when you are out there, let go of all of these thoughts about what you have to do and what your rules are. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to live and enjoy and be peaceful. And the doubt that you may have as you're listening to that by saying, yeah, that's easy for you to say, but I've got this mortgage and I got all of these things that I have to do, that doubt is what you're going to act upon. And that doubt that you're experiencing in this moment by telling yourself, nah, I can't really do that, that doubt is your ego. Your ego thrives on doubt. Your ego is convincing you all the time that peace and joy and fulfillment and love and bliss are not things that are available to you, because when you experience those things, you will be having God in your life. You'll have that celestial light of God, and your ego is terrified of that celestial light of God. It is blinded by it because you no longer need the ego once you experience that more isn't better.